It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
How can a 30-year-old man pre-exist someone born 2,000 years earlier? This was a puzzle the Pharisees could not solve as long as they clung to their flawed opinion of Jesus. Here's the puzzle. In yet another confrontation, religious leaders challenged Jesus. Part of Jesus' reply to them had been, "Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad." At this point, theological fuses pop. "You are not yet 50 years old," the Jews said to him, "and you have seen Abraham?" "I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "before Abraham was born, I am." John 8, verses 56 to 58. The problem to these Jewish leaders was that Abraham lived and died about 2,000 years before Jesus was born. How do we make sense of Jesus' statement? Well, the phrase "I am" spoken by Jesus translates two Greek words, ego and eimi. This is not the case every time we see the words "I am" in our English Bibles. Much of the time it's simply the one Greek word eimi, which on its own means "I am." Ego, which in English we pronounce ego, ego means I, as in me, myself, and I. So the combination of words ego, eimi, is literally I plus I am. It's emphatic somehow. For John, ego eimi is significant for understanding who Jesus is. What are some of these I am or ego eimi statements? Now from here on, I may not always say ego eimi with I am. You just understand that. You are probably familiar with John's use of I am with a descriptive noun. Here are seven of these I am, ego eimi, statements. I am the bread of life, John 6, 35 and 48. I am the light of the world, John 8, verse 12, chapter 9, verse 5. I am the gate of the sheep, chapter 10, verse 8. I am the good shepherd, chapter 10, verses 11 and 14. I am the resurrection and the life, chapter 11, verses 25 to 26. I am the way, the truth, and the life, 14, verse 6. I am the true vine, 15, verse 1. What do these statements mean? What do they tell us about Jesus? For the moment, let's take the last of these. I am, or ego eimi, the true vine, chapter 15, verse 1. Remember that Israel claimed in the Old Testament to be the vine. Psalm 80, verses 7 to 19, Isaiah 5, Isaiah chapter 27, Ezekiel 15, and so on. Jesus is contrasting himself with Israel and declaring that it is he and he alone that is the genuine or authentic vine. Jesus is not explaining Old Testament Jewish imagery. He's appropriating it or using it to reveal who he is. So what does that mean for us? Whoever you may be, Jewish or not, it is only as you become a branch in the true vine, in Jesus Christ, that you will experience the life of God called eternal life. Here are some other I am statements. Jesus also uses the phrase ego eimi, I am, without a descriptive noun such as I am the vine or I am the light. He just uses the phrase ego eimi, I am. Let me read them with you so that they can pop out as to their significance. The first record of this is in response to what a Samaritan woman says, "I know that Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us," John 4, verse 25. In response, Jesus declares, "I who speak to you am he." It's as if the translators didn't know what to do with this statement. The "he" in italics indicates a word added to the text. It's an attempt to get a better grammatical sense in English, but in a way, it hides some of what Jesus is actually saying. Literally, the text says this, "I am, ego eimi, I am speaks to you. Elsewhere in John, Jesus says literally to the terrified disciples as he walks towards their boat on the stormy surface of the Sea of Galilee in John 6, verse 20, I am. Don't be afraid. To the disbelieving Jews, unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins. And to the same audience, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am. John 8, verses 24 and 28. To his disciples in the upper room, chapter 13, verse 19, he says this, when it does occur, you may believe that I am. Ego eimi. What does this I am mean? Well, do you remember the burning bush? The one true God revealed himself to Moses from within a burning bush that was not consumed. Exodus 3. When Moses asks God to tell him his name, God says, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Exodus 3, verse 14. Hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus, Jewish scholars translated the Old Testament from the Hebrew language to Greek. That translation is called the Septuagint. They used the Greek phrase ego eimi to translate I am in Exodus chapter 3. So this Old Testament Greek text reports Yahweh, the Lord who brought Israel out of Egypt, to be saying, I am who I am. Ego eimi, I am, who ego eimi, I am. The title I am is a name of the one true God. So what does this mean to you? Here are two things to consider. Number one, what do you understand Jesus to be saying about himself when he says, I am? The revelation at the burning bush that was not consumed points us to the only conclusion. Jesus is claiming that he, and he alone, is the physical embodiment of the one true God. When Jesus says before Abraham was born, I am, in chapter 8, verse 58, he didn't say I was. I am, he is asserting the eternal, pre-existent nature of his being, not simply a being which has lasted through several centuries. Take time to reflect upon these statements in John 6, verse 20, 8, verse 24, 8, verse 58, 13, verse 19. Read them in their contexts. Perhaps ponder one of them each day for the next few days and ask yourself, what is being revealed to me of who Jesus is? Then turn that into worship of him. Second, what do the seven statements of Jesus mean to you? We have already touched on, I am the true vine. So make sure you're grafted into that genuine vine and allow his life to flow through you, producing his fruit, his life in you and through you. Consider another statement such as, I am the bread of life in John 6 verses 35 and 48. The Old Testament parallel is the manna provided in Exodus. Without manna, the people would have died of starvation. Jesus replaces this imagery with himself as the bread of life. There is no other substitute for the nourishment needed for real life. So day by day, feed upon the one who is the bread of life, reading scripture daily, being sensitive to his presence in your daily activities, and keeping company with Jesus. Explore each of the other statements in turn. What are they building into your understanding and your life of who Jesus is? And what is the difference it makes?
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.